My first guest today on Video Soul started his career with two of the top names in the music business, Quincy Jones and Prince. Tevin Campbell has tasted success. I knew I was going to blow it when I tasted success with Prince's Around and Around, and Quincy Jones is back on the block. Well, this time, Tevin is out for Tevin. He's got his own album out. It's a brand new self-titled album. We want to welcome him to Video Soul. For the second time, actually.
Yeah.
First time was at Quincy's house.
Quincy's New Year's Eve special.
Right. So how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
You got it.
How you doing?
I'm great.
That's good.
I'm great. You are really on a roll.
Yeah. Working hard, you know.
Yeah. Do you wish that the first two things had been under your name as opposed to Quincy Jones and Prince?
I definitely wish Round and Round was under my name, you know.
Uh-huh.
Tevin Campbell. Debut single Round and Round. But, I mean, I feel it's better not to be under my name, especially those two things, because, I mean, the experience that I had with those, mm-hmm. with Quincy and Prince, you know,
yeah.
was greatest.
What was that experience like? I mean, your first project, that was your first recording project, was
first,
with Quincy.
First project was with Quincy, and it was great, you know. I mean, Quincy is, he's a genius, you know.
Oh,
if there was one word to describe Quincy, it'd be genius.
Yeah. But was it intimidating? I mean, this is the genius, Quincy Jones. And
yeah.
you are, at the time, you were 13 when you recorded that, or 12?
I was about 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that has got to be intimidating, I would think.
I don't see how. I mean, you know, Quincy Jones, come on. I mean, you know, I mean, knowing that he's worked with Michael
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other people, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, all these big legends that mm-hmm. I've looked up to all my life, and knowing that I'm kind of like added on to the list.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's good.
But at first it was kind of, you know, I mean, I was kind of nervous. And,
mm-hmm.
But when I got in the studio, I just went off, you know. And with him, you know, he was like sitting in the studio eating. How could you, you know, I mean, I was so loose and everything. It was
yeah.
like I was in church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're totally relaxed once in the studio.
Yeah, you? Once in the studio, but when I like walked in, I was hands all in my pocket and I was all
yeah
nervous and stuff. So.
What did you think going in? I mean, do you think about your career, what the future might hold for you, especially starting out? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, at 13
time,
years old, I wouldn't know how you would think about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I went in that first time, when I went in with Quincy, I didn't really think about how great it was to work with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had, you know, when the years passed by and when a year passed by and when Tomorrow came out, and I didn't realize how great of a privilege it was to work with him,
mm-hmm.
Prince too, you know.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of like realizing, you know, how great it is. Many people don't get to start off this way.
Working with Quincy Jones. Or finish that way.
Yeah, or finish that way.
You got a whole lot of people
yeah.
in this industry that
yeah.
are very successful that would love to work with the two people that you work
especially
with.
Especially Quincy, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. We're going to take a look at your latest video. This is the first your first project under your own name.
Yeah.
All right. T-E-V-I-N is the name of the album, and this is Tell Me What You Want Me to Do. Tell me what you want me to do, Tevin Campbell, brand new for him here on Video Soul. Working with Prince and Michael, having, I'm not Michael. We were
Quincy
just sitting there talking about
such
Michael.
A close relationship, you kind of get them mixed up.
Well, actually you do. You guys met at the Soul Train Awards, right?
Yeah, I met Michael the same day I met Quincy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Quincy Jones was at the Soul Train Music Awards, and I was just a fan then, and I was mm-hmm. like, hi, nice to meet you. And at that same day, I had sang for Michael backstage, and the next day I went to his office, and then the next day I went to his ranch, and just had a great time.
I heard that that was like the highlight of your life.
Yeah,
that day
of course.
With Michael.
Of course.
But you know, the funny thing is that I was told it was that because you could play video games without any
half
quarters.
Half the reason. You just push the red button and just play the video.
Just keep going, huh?
Drive. He has little golf carts and everything. Just drive him everywhere. He has this big movie theater. And then I've heard he has a big playground, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
So is he weird?
Okay. No, he's not weird at all. I think people, he has his own little, I mean, he has his image that is not a normal image, you know.
Right.
He's created an image that is, you know, it's magnificent.
Yeah.
and it stands out from anyone else, you know. It's like Prince, and it's like Madonna, and just like, you know, and just has his own big thing.
Right.
He's not weird at all.
No, I know. I mean, I was just kidding you with that
kidding.
Question. He's different, but he's not weird.
He's different in his own way, but he's not weird. He doesn't, you know, he's not weird.
Right.
Alien or anything.
But then there has to be a lot of pressure on you when Quincy Jones makes a statement like, when I first met Stevie, he was 12. When I first met Michael, he was 12. When I
Aretha?
First met Tevin, he was 12. And Aretha. And then he says that he may be more talented than all of them. How do you live up to that?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm living now. You know, I'm just, I mean, it's an honor, you know. I take it as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it is that.
It's definitely a compliment. But Quincy, you know, something like that from Quincy Jones, you know, he definitely knows talent.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear that from him, you know. I mean, Michael has said himself that I sound better than him.
Wow.
And a lot of other people have. You know, I mean, it's just great. I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on me. First it did because I wanted to be better than everybody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With all these, you know, comparisons and everything, I wanted to be better. But now I've calmed down and everything.
Yeah.
So
it's got to be tough to keep your feet on the ground with compliments like that.
Yes.
Running around and
you know, all the people around, you know, my family, my mother.
Yeah.
My dog. the whole record company, just everybody, you know. Especially my mother. My family's the main thing, you know, they keep me. I never go off to another world.
Yeah, well, your mother's, I could tell she's got her feet.
No, she don't play.
She like,
don't play.
I could tell.
She pull out that belt and anytime, she do not play, believe it.
But still,
I don't, you know, go off to any other places. You know, mm-hmm. I keep my headphones.
What's your favorite song in your new album?
You said depression. I think it'd be One Song. It's a song called One Song, and Quincy did it. Quincy, Michael O'Marty, and Marvin Hamlish and the Bergmans wrote it. I think it's a great song. It's kind of like a unity kind, you know. If we all sang one song, you know, one song of love, one song of peace, the vocal on it, I mean, everything is great to me. That's my favorite song.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the album, man.
Thank you.
Really, and I hope that Quincy proves to be right. And that you are bigger than all of those people that we listed.
Hopefully.
And then we won't even get you back here on Video Soul. So.
Oh, gee. Don't even try.
You'd be like, maybe in 2-3 years. But really, thanks for coming on today. And tell your mother I said hello.
Okay, man.
All right. Tevin Campbell, our guest today on Video Soul. Don't go away. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Karen White's going to join us in the second hour.